We are at Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment Review for the event The Power of Flowers at Savile Gardens near Windsor Great Park and Virginia Water. Now, those of you who remember the 1960s and flower power will know that it's all about peace and love. And indeed, you will feel both those emotions on visiting the superb Savile Garden. The ground cover near the walled garden of Erigeron, made up of daisies and other plants, couldn't have been a more perfect plant to epitomise peace and love on this occasion. Now, you're simply going to love the variety of flowers and the magnificent trees that you will enjoy in this peaceful setting away from the madding crowd. Now, Savile Gardens promises that you'll experience a sensation of sight, sense and taste, and they definitely deliver on all of that. In the Jubilee Garden, scents waft on the wind, whilst you'll enjoy the sight of the cleome, a vibrant pink hue of a plant. Now, of course, whilst in the Rose Gardens, you'll feel like dancing for joy on being presented before you the delightful Darcy Bustle Rose, very rosy. Now, you can celebrate when seeing the Champagne Rose. It's a moment you definitely will want to drink in. Whilst your sense of smell will become truly enlivened with the gorgeous orange rose that is the Lady Emma Hamilton. Now, equally fragrant is the luscious pink Princess Anne Rose. Now, as Savile Gardens say, this royal garden really is rich in history and it's fit for a queen. Indeed, the queen does often visit the gardens herself and gives her royal approval as she peruses the delights on offer. Now, talking of being rich in history, you really do get to feel the majesty of the landscape with the awe-inspiring array of trees in the garden, ranging from the Champion Tree with its own history and the Windsor Oak. Now, some of the oaks in the nearby Windsor Park are some 1,300 years old. Quite incredible and very humbling. Now, the added bonus of the exhibition for The Power of Flowers is that you have placards all the way through the garden with their power points. And we get to find out about the healing properties of plants like ginger, as well as the ginkgo biloba tree. The broad limes have many benefits. And they're highlighted, as well as the Western Red Cedar, which has great strength, of course, and it's undisputable. And the aces always look so appealing. Now, as I say, the wall and the raised beds are full of interest, and the Golden Jubilee Gardens offers a sanctuary of space and tranquility in order to let the smells, sounds and sights really soothe you. Now, the herbaceous borders are always a real highlight at Savile Gardens, and they're just so uplifting and engaging in every way, from the red-hot pokers to the dahlia Bishop of Llandaff and the red cardinal amaranthus, both definitely worth being reverential over. And definitely lending a moment to taking that in, drinking that all in. Also, the salvias are just super. You also get to see why the dahlias got their names of hot chocolate, as they look so good enough to eat. And indeed, we learn that the Aztecs grew the sweet potato-like tubers as a food source. So not only do you get to look at these fabulous flowers and plants, but you get a potted history too. No pun intended. Now, on your visit, you can also go to the Temperate House, which is the Queen Elizabeth Temperate House, and it's packed full of eye-catching irises, as well as the wonderful exotic subtropical zone with birds of paradise, actually transporting you to paradise. And very much warm feeling, that very sunny colours really uplifting you. The palms, of course, the palm trees are wonderful, and the Juliet quartermain plant with their interesting shapes and colours, again, a real crowd pleaser. Now, as a presenter of an arts and entertainment programme, listeners would expect to find me in the limelight. But on this occasion, the limelight was the name of a wonderfully white, creamy hydrangea. Now, the hydrangeas really are heavenly in Savile Gardens and very quirky, with names like Pinky Winky and Dolly. But there's also favourites like the ever-vibrant Vanille Fraise, which always looks so succulent and a real standout. Of course, the Savile speciality is Brussels lace, and that's a real delicate delight. Now, if you love blue spires on display, that plant, and you want to recreate it, you can head to the well-stocked plant shop. And maybe if you're looking at the fragrant rose named ice cream in the plant shop, it might make you want the real thing. So, of course, there is ice cream on hand, and it's a very large, spacious, newly refurbished tea room where you can purchase coffees, teas, fresh food and ice cream. And you can enjoy it on a comfy sofa or in the sun al fresco with plenty of space and benches. And tables. It's lovely. So, for the month of September until the 30th of September, let Savile Garden be your sanctuary to enjoy all the sights, smells and to delight your senses. So, for more information, go to www.windsorgreatpark.co.uk/powerofflowers. And of course, to find out about more upcoming events at Savile Garden, be sure to go to www.brooklandsradio.co.uk/worldofarts.html. For October, look in that tab in the next few weeks, and also keep listening to Brooklands Radio. And that was Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for The Power of Flowers at Savile Gardens.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.